Hello, and welcome to The Playlist Project, a podcast where we learn about people through music and learn about music through people. I am Stacey C., and playlists for me started as mixtapes, recording songs off the radio with a quick trigger finger on the record button. Mixtapes, or playlists, can be for yourself or to give to someone else. In this podcast, I hope to share songs and people with you. On this episode of The Playlist Project is my old drum corps buddy and host of the Oscar Project podcast, John. John, thank you so much for coming.
Absolutely. Thanks for having me.
I appreciate you joining the show, as well as you're a fellow podcaster. So this is going to be a little nerve-wracking for me to like interview another podcaster.
Well, it's going to be nerve-wracking for me because usually I'm the one doing the interviewing. So I'm on the other side for the first time.
You're in the hot seat.
That's right.
As I ask all of my guests, John is going to give us his list of five songs that he likes and can briefly talk about to share on his little mini playlist for the podcast. Before that, we're going to do a couple of music get to know you questions. But to start us off, John, why don't you give us a little 10-15 second? Who are you? Who's John? Give us a little keystone touch point.
Absolutely. Sure. Musically, I've been loving all types of music my whole life. Grew up listening to jazz, classical that my dad listened to, got introduced to 80s rock and roll and all that sort of stuff from my older sisters. And then, as you mentioned before, played in drum corps, played in marching band. So got to play a lot of different kinds of music. So just enjoyed all sorts of music throughout my whole life and looking forward to talking a bit about some of my favorite songs here.
Yeah, me too. I'm excited. I was trying to guess on like what might be on your list and I did not come up with
some of them are going to surprise you. I think some of them are going to surprise you.
I'm excited. This is why I love this. I love knowing more about my friends, but also learning new songs. So before we get to that list, we got a couple other things to do. So first is, what is your first music memory?
My first music memory, and I'll talk a little bit about this in one of my picks, is listening to music during dinner with the family growing up. We used to listen to all sorts of music. It was mainly stuff that my dad would pick because it was his tape collection. They weren't even CDs back then, but it was a lot of jazz, a lot of classical. So I think that's where I started, and that's where my love of music came from.
My grandparents used to play music during dinner.
It's hardly ever that I get to sit down and actually have dinner with my family because everybody's on the go, but I miss those times of just, it was never, the central part of the dinner. It was just always there kind of in the background, and we were able to have our conversations, but it was nice having that background music to listen to.
No, that's great. We should do more of that. All right, next question. What is your favorite music-related random fact?
As a fun fact, and I know this because I was just doing all my Oscar coverage stuff, the great, the illustrious John Williams, he is the most Oscar-nominated person of not even just music, but any person, most Oscar nominations of any living person right now. He has 54 Oscar nominations.
Wow.
And the only person who has more ever is Walt Disney. So he's in very rare company.
That's crazy. And for those who don't know, John Williams did the soundtracks or the scores for which franchise?
Well, he's most famous for doing Star Wars. He also did, I think, at least the first two Harry Potters, did Jurassic Park. So he got a lot of the big ones out there.
Nice. All right. Last question before we get to your top five. What musician would you love to play with? And do you play your bonus question? Are you still drumming?
To answer that part of the question first, I'm semi-retired from doing that. I'll peck around every once in a while on the piano and on my marimba that I have in the basement, but I don't play nearly as much as I would like to, let's put it that way. And as for someone who I would love to play with, to perform with, I'd love to be conducted by John Williams, since we were just talking about him. That would be pretty incredible. But I think I'd also like to play with someone like Michael Jackson, just to see his process. We got to see a little bit of that in the documentary, the This Is It documentary.
Right.
But I'd love to just be in the room as he's creating and making things the way only someone with a mind like his could make.
That's awesome. Well, that wraps up the interviewee type questions. Now you get to share all the music facts that you want about your list. So some people bring in a theme. Some people have to get themselves into their own little tiny box to be able to only pick five. So did you bring a theme, or are they five randos? What do you have for us today?
They ended up being five randos. I was going to do a very drum focused theme because I'm a drummer and that's what I've been doing for a long time. But I decided to do a little bit more of of things that kind of have a special meaning. Some of them still are a little bit drum focused, but no real theme per se, other than kind of personal different parts of my life.
All right. Well, without further ado.
So first one is, it's actually a twofer, Rusted Root.
Ooh.
Off of their album When I Woke, which was the first CD that I ever owned. I got from my sister for her birthday one year.
Nice.
The very first two tracks off of that, which are called Drum Trip and Ecstasy. They kind of run, one runs into the next one.
Mm-hmm.
It's drum focused. The Drum Trip opens up with a bang right on that album with a great drum intro. And it just kind of jams out for a couple minutes before going into the rest of the album, which I originally had it as a tape copy of my sister's cassette tape, and eventually she bought me the CD once I had a CD player. But first time I put that in, I was in love from the very first beat.
That's great. And what's the track title?
It's called Drum Trip.
Drum Trip. Let's listen. Okay, that requires chair dancing, John. That is a chair dancing song.
Yes, it is. You can't help but move with that one.
That's a good one. I feel like I'm just like with a tribe almost. Maybe
yes,
that's not a good thing to say. But
yeah, and that was actually my first ever live concert that my sister took me to, was when they came to Rochester one time. And they come back for the Lilac Festival a lot, so I've gotten to see them a couple times around here too.
I'm hoping to go again. I haven't been in a few years.
Yeah, me neither. Me neither.
So drum forward. You promised us some drums, John. So
yep.
Is there another drum coming? What's number two? What's on your list?
There's some more drums coming, but not quite yet. So going back to the dinners, listening to the jazz and the classical that I was talking about earlier,
mm-hmm.
One of the cassettes that was on repeat, I think more than most at those dinners, was a Jerry Lee Lewis album that my dad had.
Nice.
And the favorite song on Jerry Lee Lewis album was always Great Balls of Fire. Another one, when you hear Great Balls of Fire and you hear him jamming out on that piano, you can't help but start moving and want to get up and set that piano on fire just like Jerry did.
Oh, man. This is a great song. I'm really excited about this one. All right. Here's Great Balls of Fire. Let's listen. I haven't heard that song in so long, John. Thank you for bringing that one back.
Yeah, absolutely. It's one of my old favorites, and I'm pretty sure my dad's the one, he tells the same story over and over and over again. We all love him for it. But
as most
he would
do.
Always say when this came on, you know that he used to set his piano on fire when he was playing this on stage. And I never quite believed him, and I've never been able to confirm that, but let's call that a fun music fact.
I think he used to like knock over his whiskey and then light the whiskey, right?
Right. Oh, yeah, 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 yeah. You're right.
So it's like on fire, but safely?
As safe as you can be with the unflamed whiskey on top of your piano.
Yeah. I mean, since most pianos are made out of wood, this sounds unsafe.
Right. Yeah.
The showman must go on, right?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, absolutely. Yep. All right. Well, those are two different ends of the spectrum. So I cannot wait to see where we're going. What is number three?
Well, we are heading into outer space, if you believe
Ooh,
it.
Ooh, love it.
And I think you'll recognize this one.
I have a guess.
Because we did it in marching band.
Oh,
go ahead, guess.
My favorite was Jupiter, but Mars is usually the favorite.
It's Mars, and I have to do that just for the drums, that ostinato pattern at the beginning that we played over and over and over again.
Oh my God.
I was going to do Jupiter. Jupiter's my backup, especially because they've used it in Bluey recently, and my kids love Bluey.
Oh, yeah?
So.
Yep, same.
Mars was my first love when it came to The Planets by Holst.
Here's Mars. So good. Let's listen. I can smell the sunblock and the grass,
the pavement,
and the
grass.
Tar.
Yeah, it all comes right back as soon as you hear that song.
You know, marching band is, I know that there's that whole, like, that one time at band camp, like, people make fun of marching band, but there is something about, like, some of my core memories are from my marching band years.
Oh, absolutely.
I listened to, like, 3 notes of that song, and I was like, oh, I'm back. Here I am. Marching band practice.
Yep. I was sitting there playing the drum part right along with it while you were playing it. You can't help it. Once it's in there and you've done it so many times, it's in there forever. You never forget it.
Yeah. Oh, absolutely. Because I was in the color guard. So I was sitting here. I was just like, oh, yep. There's the flag feature. Here we go. Spinning my flag around in my brain. Honestly, my favorite part of marching band was when you're practicing moving and music and movements all at the same time. The musicians sometimes practice just the music part. Like in seats, right, to begin with, but when you're practicing, you're running around the whole time, so it's really hard actually to do the flag work standing still.
Oh yeah,
because it's like I want to be moving, like when I do this, I am actually also moving this way, so to stand still,
right? Yeah, it's that whole muscle memory thing.
Oh, the planets. John's bringing me back.
Yeah, see, we're taking some trips down memory lane here too.
Okay, that was number 3, right?
Yep, that was 3. Got a couple left.
Okay.
Next up is one that I'm going to relate to drum corps. So after marching band, we did drum corps together.
Mm-hmm.
And it's nothing that we ever played. It's just something that I associate with the time in between practice and the show when you have to kind of get in that zone.
Yeah.
Get your mind right. And
yeah,
at that time for me, that was the song Two Step by Dave Matthews, but not just any version of it. It had to be the live version from the album Listener Supported, because it's like 14 minutes long.
Dave.
A big long jam session. And I could just sit in the car, had taken my shower, was all nice and clean, ready for the show, and just,
yep,
just zone out for a while and listen to that. And especially if anyone knows the drummer there, Carter, he's amazing. And everyone else goes and gets a break. He just sits there jamming on the drums for 14 minutes and doesn't stop.
That's everybody else's break. He gets his break when the guitar solo comes up.
Exactly.
Right?
Exactly. That's his turn to just kind of jam out and let everybody else take some time.
Oh, man. Okay. So this is the 87 minute long version of Two Step.
Yes, exactly.
All right. Let's listen. Yeah, 14 and a half minutes later, that drummer must be exhausted.
Yeah, well, and I actually was reading up on him a little bit just as we were getting ready for this today, and something about he fell in love with drums. His dad took him to see Buddy Rich perform.
Okay.
Didn't have anyone to watch him, so took his 3-year-old kid, and there we go. He fell in love, and that's how we got Dave's drummer for the last 30 years, whatever he's been playing with them.
Oh my God. Have you ever seen Dave live?
I haven't. I've loved his music forever, but I've never seen him. It drives me nuts. Next time he comes nearby, I'm going. I gotta go.
You gotta do it. And I hear you're supposed to just like follow him for a couple of shows.
Yeah.
Because he just, it's just like a party.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah, I'm sure.
Gotta get herbally enhanced to go see Dave, though.
yes, that's what they were all doing while he's sitting there drumming for the whole 14 minutes.
Yeah, they have to get in the clouds.
Yep.
Again.
Yep.
It came down.
And I think that song, I think it's like the second or third track on the second disc, so that's like halfway through the concert. They still got another hour to go, so they need that little break.
Is he still touring?
He's got to be. That's where he's making all of his money, I'm sure. So he's got to be touring around.
Okay. Well, that would be a jam session that my father would love. He loved jam bands. He loved the Grateful Dead. So I wish he were still hanging out to hear that version.
For sure.
What is your fifth and last track?
So my fifth and last track, I had to pull in something that was directly movie related, of course, because I'm the movie guy.
Okay.
I could have gone, we talked about John Williams earlier, could have gone with something from Star Wars or any of those great soundtracks that he has made.
Mm-hmm.
I could have gone with Titanic or Gladiator or anything from Hans Zimmer that he's done, some of the Christopher Nolan movies.
Mm-hmm.
But in the end, I decided to go with the track called Portals from Avengers Endgame. And if anyone's seen the movie, which I know probably a lot of people have, this is the scene where all of the characters are finally coming together to go kick Thanos' ass. So it's the culmination of 10 years of movies, 22 movies,
right?
Hundreds of characters all coming together, but it doesn't work without the music. And the music just puts it over the edge. I can't even listen to the music alone without getting a little, you know, getting that little tightness in the chest. Like, oh my God, it's happening. So that's my movie moment, Portals from Endgame.
All right, Portals. Let's listen. Captain America, bloody, Thor, almost dead.
Yep.
And here come the cavalry.
Yep. They're defeated, but everyone else is coming to help them out. They're not alone.
Yeah. I kind of lost it probably after Endgame. I was just like, you know what? That was a good Marvel run.
Yep.
And then they, like, Marvel just keeps making movies.
It kind of jumped the shark a little bit, if people still use that phrase. I don't know if that phrase alone has jumped the shark itself. But they were building up to that moment,
mm-hmm.
where that music is from. They were building up to that for 10 years. And it's kind of like, all right,
I know.
What do you do after that? That was a perfect moment. How do you top it?
Yeah. I mean, and then they just, like, I think they wanted to just, like, start all over, right? Like, they brought in a whole bunch of new heroes, and they're starting a whole bunch of movies, and oh, it's crazy.
Yep.
So I do want to give you a minute to talk about your podcast, John. You're one of the few who also is a host who I've brought on to the show. So give us a little bit about what your podcast is about. I will link your podcast in the description of this one. So if anybody wants to give it a listen, that they can.
Absolutely. Thank you. Yeah. So I've said several times, I'm the movie guy. I've always loved movies growing up. And over the last 10, 15 years or so, I've kind of really started to dive in on the Oscars and the history of the Oscars. So I started the Oscar Project podcast to give myself an excuse to go back and watch some of the movies from the very, very early years. So I started out talking about some of the individual films that were actually nominated for Oscars back in 1929, when the Oscars first started. All silent films, with the exception of The Jazz Singer, which has a couple of moments of sound on it. But some really good movies when you go back and watch them. They still, not all of them, but some of them still hold up today, almost 100 years later, which is really cool. In the last year or so, I've actually shifted a little bit, and I've been able to interview and talk with a bunch of authors who write about the film industry.
That's great.
People who write about specific directors or specific genres. And then at the end of last year, I also got to talk with a bunch of people who had won the Student Academy Awards, which are held back in October. So I talked with a bunch of the winners there.
Mm-hmm.
And then I even talked to several of the nominees from this year's Oscars in the live action short film category, which was incredible. Unfortunately, none of the folks that I talked to ended up winning, but just getting to talk to them and share their stories and, you know, get to know those people a little bit was phenomenal. So going to be doing more of that with the author interviews, the movie talk, filmmaker interviews, getting all of those lined up to move forward now that Oscar season is over and I can focus on getting some new stuff out there.
And where can ones find your podcast?
If you just search the Oscar Project podcast, it'll take you right to it. Folks can also come find me. I have a Substack, which is just theoscarproject.substack.com. It's a newsletter where I send out movie reviews, and all my podcast episodes come through there as well. So that's where people can check me out if they want to find out more.
Well, thank you so much for doing that. I am excited. I have not been able to listen to too many episodes, but I'm excited to dive in and listen to some more.
Absolutely. Well, there's more coming.
Okay, so this is the part of the podcast where I throw it back to you. You've been in the hot seat for a little while. I should give you a break. Here's where you can ask me a music-related question. Prompt a song. I like sharing, too. What do you have for me?
Yeah, so I guess back to your first question. You know, you mentioned you love Metallica, but what is your first music memory that you can think of?
I don't know how old I was. I don't know when it was, but my brother and I, well, my whole family was visiting my grandparents down in, I think they live in Virginia at the time. And their next door neighbor had somebody that was like, for some reason, we needed to go into my grandparents' neighbor's house. Mm-hmm. Don't ask me why. I have no clue. We go in there. There's this song playing and, you know, they're just like listening to music. I don't know exactly what it is. And I was like, oh, this is an interesting song. It's like late 80s slow jam. Okay. Right. I think years later, I was turning to my brother. Oh, this is the song that was playing in that neighbor's house. He's like, yeah, I remember that too. And it was just like such the like random day. We did a random thing. And here, you know, here's the song. So I had to look it up, but it's Right Here Waiting by Richard Marx.
Okay.
Let's listen. That is some 1989 Absolutely. Slow jam bullshit right there.
I'd say it takes me right back, but I wasn't listening to Richard Marx in 1989.
I mean, so this had to have been, you know, like early 90s. Yeah. It was probably still on the radio. And we were just like walking into the neighbor's house and the song is playing. And somehow both my brother and I remembered the song and can still talk about it probably 30 years later.
That's funny.
It's the little clips of things, right? Like, why do you ever remember that? But
very cool. Yeah. That's a good memory. I like that.
Well, that almost wraps us up. Thank you so much for coming on the show, John. I really so much appreciate it.
You bet. It was a lot of fun. I enjoyed it.
If you want to hear these songs in their entirety, follow the Playlist Project podcast playlist on Spotify or click the link in the description. Thanks for listening.